This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. So Ibn Qayyim moves on here after speaking about how the individual that does the good deeds, but he brags about it and he thinks that he is better than people, and he yamunnu ala Allah aslan. Yani, as Ibn Qayyim said, wa yaf'alu al-hasanata fala yazalu yamunnu biha ala rabbih, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owed it to him, or he deserved it, or he's doing Allah a favor, or the deen of Islam a favor, or that his hasana is doing something for other than him, therefore deserving some type of reward or praise. He mentions how the individual continues on to that, and how if Allah wants to give him khair, he will wake him up by teaching him a lesson. When he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَإِنْ أَرَادَ بِهِ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ خَلَّاهُ وَعُجْبَهُ وَكِبْرَهُ. If he wanted other than that, yani to embarrass him in front of the people, which would be a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanting good for him, to wake him up. If not, he would just leave him to continue in doing what he's doing and internally feel that there is nothing wrong with it. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْخِذْلَانِ الْمُجِبُ لِهَلَاكِهِ. And that is the ultimate destruction and debasement that necessitates his destruction in this life. And we ask Allah that it's not in the next, especially for someone that recognizes who he is. If Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to speak about this when he says, فَإِنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ, when he says, فَإِنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ كُلَّهُمْ مُجْمِعُونَ عَلَى أَنَّ التَّوْفِيقَ أَلَّا يَكِلَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى نَفْسِكَ. For verily those that are knowledgeable and those that have knowledge and understanding, all of them in consensus, they all say that tawfiq is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave you to your own vices. أَلَّا يَكِلَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ. That he doesn't leave you to your own vices, to yourself, to think that you have it all figured out. والخذلان أن يكلك الله تعالى إلى نفسك. And خذلان and debasement, destruction, is to where Allah leaves you to yourself. He leaves you to your affairs, meaning that you're the person that does not rely on Allah and does not hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You rely on yourself and your vices and your abilities and your strengths and everything that you think is good or what is known to be good amongst the people. You rely on that and you think that you are the best amongst people. You don't have any type of remorse for the bragging that you have done in a good deed or thinking that you are better than someone else because of that good deed. Allah will leave you and Allah will not show you a sign that will yusaghiruka, as he mentioned, وَيُذِلُّ بِهِ عُنَقَكَ, or to debase you in a way that you will feel debased. Rather, he leaves you to your own vices. And that coincides with the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, and do not leave me to my affairs for the time span of the blink of an eye. Do not leave me to think that I have it all figured out when I face a problem that I think I can figure it out all by myself. And the third part of this, he says, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا فَتَحَ لَهُ بَابَ الذُّلِّ وَالْإِنْكِسَارِ وَدُوَامِ اللَّجِئِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْهِ وَالرُّؤْيَةِ عُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ وَجَهْلِهَا وَظُلْمِهَا وَعُدْوَانِهَا وَمُشَاهَدَةِ فَضْلِ رَبِّهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَجَوْدَتِهِ وَجَوْدِهِ وَبِرِّهِ وَعِغْنَاهُ وَحَمْدِهِ. So here he's mentioning this. He says, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for him, he opens for him the door of debasement and feeling broken, and dawam al-laji, and always turning and resorting and retreating to his Lord, and deprivement, feeling deprived and letting that deprivity come to Allah because he is al-ghani, to where you only feel enriched by him, and looking at the uyub, looking at his deficiencies and his ignorance and his oppression and his enmity, and looking mushahadatu fadli rabbi, and look and witnessing the greatness and virtue of his Lord upon him. That is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for him good. So as we mentioned earlier, Allah yusaghiruhu, he will lessen him and debase him when he starts to brag about himself or think that he or she has it all figured out. He teaches him a lesson. And at that moment, if Allah wants for him good, he will see something. The actualization of it is up to Allah. He may see something, someone may say something to him like, do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brother, that was not all because of you. And at that moment, he has the choice and the opportunity, rather, to debase himself, to realize it's not all because of me, to realize, wow, this could easily be taken away from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has given it to me, and he can easily take it away. That is Allah wanting good for that person. And this is an important point, that when someone does something good in front of the people, and they may have bragged or had a slight, you know, sense of arrogance or acted arrogantly in front of the people, there may be people that want to speak down upon him. If that person comes back and seeks forgiveness from Allah, or he admits his faults, this is where it's important for the Muslim to accept the Lahir, to accept what he or she says when they say, you know what, I was arrogant in that and I'm sorry, I had no place in doing so and so, that good deed or that action, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, but it was not my place to belittle someone else, or it is not my place to think that I deserve all of the praise. The praise is for Allah. Al-Islam is what gives me izzah. I don't give Islam izzah. Bilillahi al-izzatu jami'an. For Allah is all of the might and glory. And that is important, because when we see that, we should say alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for that person, and they recognize that. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah goes on to say, فَالْعَارِفُ سَائِرٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بَيْنَ هَذَيْنِ جَنَحَيْنِ. So the knowledgeable person is always fine going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, traveling to Allah between these two wings. لَا يُمْكِنُهُ أَن يَسِيرَ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And it is not for him to travel except with them too. فَمَتَى فَاتَهُ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمَا فَهُوَ كَالطَّيْرِ الَّذِي فَقَدَ أَحَدَ جَنَاحِهِ. Whenever he feels that, whenever he loses or passes by him one of those virtues, then it is like the bird that has lost one of his two wings. And Allahu A'lam, he is talking about these two things of Raja and Khawf. As some scholars mentioned, explaining this is hope and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in Allah's mercy and fear of his punishment. And what we were particularly talking about, when one does a bad deed and they seek forgiveness from Allah, they hope for his mercy, and that's a sababu rahmatihi, that is a means for his mercy. When you recognize the deficiencies in your bad deed or sinful practice or action, and also al-raja, al-khawf, it's fear of his punishment when you do a good deed and you're bragging about it. When you do a good deed or bragging about it. And it could be in either way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.